This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. November is Men's Health Awareness Month, so Talkspace wants guys to know that being prepared for life's biggest challenges and opportunities means prioritizing mental health, too. Talkspace can help you go beyond fine-tuned workouts, supplements, and productivity hacks. Talkspace can help you fine-tune your inner life so you can succeed in being the best version of yourself in any situation. And with Talkspace, you can get therapy from anywhere and on your time. You can even text your therapist between sessions. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace takes most insurance, and most insured members have a $0 copay. Men's Health Awareness Month is the perfect time to reach out to Talkspace. Now, get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com and save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com. That's Talkspace.com, promo code SPACE80.
Righty, and as we tune in, by the time this comes out, it will be almost Halloween.
All Hallows Eve.
And another national holiday will be our 13-year-old turned into a 14-year-old. Mm. Lord, she starts on her birthday in June.
After the other one's birthday. This is what I feel about her and her birthday, girl.
Scorpios. Ain't they so different? Hey, but once again, thank y'all for tuning to the Watch for the Hook Business and Entrepreneur Podcast on this grateful Watch for the Hook Wednesdays. It's Michael with
Tatiana.
Parker, how you feeling today?
Oh, I'm good. I feel like we got a little bit to get off our chest, or at least me. Or maybe not. Maybe I should just stop.
She can smoke and kicking tables. She done shook the table.
Oh my God, I'm over here shaking tables.
Shook it.
Boom. You were stupid.
But all right, Miss Parker. So today we just going to talk about, I think it's just going to kind of flow. It's like a mixture of things where we're looking at, are we walking the walk or are we just talking to say we said something?
Bumping our gums.
Man, can see bump. Hey, but they say talk is cheap.
It sure is.
If you bought that action, action for businesses, spend the money with them.
Yeah. And I think that's kind of what everybody is saying.
Yes, it is rough in this economy. Regardless to the lies that they are telling us. They're like, oh, the economy is strong. No, it's not.
Nah.
You know how you can tell the economy is strong? How money is moving everywhere. What's one thing that's not going on right now? The U.S. government.
Boy. I really hate that.
Shut down.
Yeah, it's individuals. We were in the gym earlier. I saw where, you know, something scrolled across the screen that Friday the 24th was like the first full paycheck that the federal workers missed. So not the 7th.
You said the first full paycheck they missed?
Yes, the first full pay. So the 24th, that's the 10th. So the 10th would have been a partial check from, you know, at the very least a partial check, right?
Yeah.
Based on a traditional pay period, right? But they said the 24th was their first full check that they missed. And I hate that. I absolutely hate that.
And over 90% of Americans are less than 6 months away from being in poverty.
You know what?
Lee, and I don't think it's six. I think it's probably three.
You took the words out of my mouth. I'm like, I need somebody to go recalculate that statistic. I need somebody to go statisticize. Is that a word? It is right now.
Statistician.
Somebody needs to go re-statisticize.
Hey, she is working that S. That statistical
that stat,
measure.
That stat. Somebody needs to go look at that again. I think that's a crock of bull.
Shit.
With gas and everything being so high.
Gas been high so long, we didn't even forget it.
It don't even hurt anymore. You go to the pump, I go to the pump, and it's less than 50. I'm like, what?
What them gas protests get us?
I don't know. Not cheaper gas.
What them King's Day protests?
My thing is, I really, truly don't believe that anymore. 6 months away, six paychecks away. Is it 6 months or six paychecks? If it's six paychecks, then it's 3 months.
Well, they said most families should have a 6 month reserve.
Child, listen, and you know how rough it is.
We've always said that's a lot. Nope. 99% of the families don't have a 6 month reserve.
They don't believe that. And I'm speaking for myself. Like, I literally don't believe that. I need somebody to go look at that number again, because with everything that's going on, for the life of me, I just cannot sit up here and be like, oh yeah, normally, you know, everybody has 6 months of savings. Like, do you know, like, things go out, right?
By breakdown.
Right. Like, this is crazy. This is absolutely crazy. Anyway, that's just my personal opinion. I told you I was on a soapbox today.
Yep. And so we jumped that box. Now we're going to get back on this soapbox where we're talking about talking the talk or walking the walk, or are we just flapping our gums?
Bumping our gums.
When it comes to the financial support of Black businesses. And I think this is where the issue comes back in. So there has been discussions about white ISIS code, white product. People, products made by white companies is better.
Or any company other than.
And we just keep on saying, like, cotton is cotton.
Right.
But then when people bring to the forefront, the issue is, one time.
Oh my God.
I did my due diligence. You know, man, hey man, got some one time.
But hold on, let me walk you back. You said we keep having these discussions, right?
That talk.
I don't even call it that anymore. We keep circling the drain, right? Mm-hmm. When you circle in the drain, it just means shit is spinning and ain't nothing moving. It's not a discussion. Right.
It's a thought.
It's not. It's just somebody bumping their gums. Like, it's no longer a discussion. Typically, when you have a discussion, there should be some action or some traction, some resolution, some end result, something, some movement. Just constantly talking about the same topic, you're just talking in circles. Your ass is circling the drain. That's all it is. I'm over it.
So this is what I also discussed with my wife. So we, quote unquote, the Black people have been boycotting Target since they took down the DEI initiative.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay, so then for those Black businesses that are funneling Target, we have now seen that they are financially suffering. So one thing I've asked.
And it was already hard as ever to get in there. Let's keep it a buck.
Yeah.
You had to jump through so many hoops and hurdles, and you had to meet so many different sets of criteria and metrics. Like, come on now.
And you will actually, as a small business, when you get put inside a bigger conglomerate, you will actually make less profit.
Yeah, you will.
But you get to more people.
Yeah, you get more visibility. People, you know, have better access to you. So your profit will decrease versus on your side, you might be profiting, like, your independent site, $10, right? For that one person. If you go there, and these are just fake numbers, right? Or facetious numbers.
Estimates.
Yeah. You go there, your profit per one, right, might be, what, $3?
Yeah.
So, but you might see or be seen by 10 people. So that's 3 times 10 is 30 versus your independent site. 1
which gets 10.
Times 10 is 10. So there's a $20 increase, which is like a 200% increase.
And then you will, like I said, you get the 200% increase, but then you'll lose some of that because then they'll get their claim.
Yeah.
On top of what they've helped you get. Yeah. So, I mean, that's numbers. That's
right,
math.
Right. Generally.
Go back to the episode we talked about the math. This is the math.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people want to be millionaires and billionaires, but don't take math class.
Making a C in math.
I mean, hell, I don't care if you made a C. Just take the damn class. Go to the math class.
We ain't got off topic again.
We're going to stay on it.
Okay.
But when we sit up here and we're talking about, you know, business is suffering, and we talk about, you know, man, you know, they sit up there and they made a good point. I'm like, so did you frequent the business? Did
right.
you pay? Did you go? Did you support? And you're like, yeah, I bought something from one time. When was that? About 3-4 years ago.
When they first came out.
Yeah. And so it's 2025, fourth quarter, rolling 2026. Have they not given you anything else that you wanted?
They ain't dropped no other products.
I mean, I'm just saying, you know, in 3 or 4 years, they haven't had a sale that was worthy. They haven't had a product that was worthy, you know, but hey, we go back to, we talk about this a million times. What's your definition of support?
Right.
We talk a good game as a culture, and we talk about the status of the Black culture.
Yeah.
Bumping but, our gun.
Yeah, and I think at this point, the whole circle in the drain concept is when you have, for me, you have multiple people coming and like, oh yeah, I saw this clip, you know? I saw this whatever, this excerpt, or I read this excerpt, right? And it's talking about how we as a culture don't keep our money circulating within our own community. And I'm looking at the clip or reading the excerpt, right? Mm-hmm. Googling on my own. And I'm just kind of like, I wonder if the people who keep recirculating this same topic, not that they're having, but the same topic that's being had, right? You're recirculating a clip, an excerpt, anything, right? I wonder, when are they going to have an epiphanic moment where they realize you're proud of the problem and not the solution?
That goes back to accountability. And that's hard for folks to accept.
Yeah.
It goes back to, I just did what I needed to do at that time. I have fulfilled my obligation to the culture. But what is actually our obligation to the culture? There is no specific definition. But what we should do as a culture is band the fuck together.
But I'm tired of hearing that too. The same people circulating. They're like, we got to do this. We got to do that. So now I'm sounding like the kids. Answer me this. Mm-hmm. When was the last time you supported a product or a service or anything within your culture? When was the last time, right? Okay. Answer me this. Number two, if you were to take your paycheck and you were to itemize where and what you spend out of that paycheck, what's the percentage that out of your paycheck actually went to something that your culture could reap the benefit from, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why do you keep talking about it? You keep recirculating the same shit.
Because
but you're not doing anything.
That's how we, as a culture,
you're not doing anything. So
say we done something. You know, I told so and so.
No, you didn't. Stop lying.
You know what?
And don't tell me again the next time. I don't want to hear shit you got to say.
I'm gonna do it next.
I don't want to hear shit you got to say. I just literally don't. And that's like the point I'm at. Like, stop lying in my face.
Next time.
And don't play in my face either. I'm just going to turn my goddamn back. Then you're going to feel some type of way. She rude. She angry. She nasty. No, she's sick of your shit.
And then people will probably look at us and say, well, they just only saying it because they small business owners. But aren't we supposed to say that? We are.
Come ain't on. That what your ass saying? And your ass don't even own a damn business. But you're talking about everybody that don't support the small businesses within our culture, but you fail to acknowledge and realize you one of the fucked up ones that don't support either. When you gonna realize that? And that's why I'm pissed.
But accountability is hard for people.
We don't do this. We don't do that. So is we inclusive of you?
Is we speaking French?
I don't know.
It's not W-E, it's
U-U-I. Now you're trying to spell it. Yeah, I just want to know, like, start asking yourself when you keep recirculating these very tired topics, because they are.
It's rough.
They're tired, right?
Hard.
Ask yourself, what have you done to contribute to that topic, that cause? What have you done? 9 times out of 10, you're going to say nothing.
Yes.
That's what you're going to say.
Because what they're going to say is,
then you're going to recirculate that tired ass topic around again. And you still 2 months later, 2 years later, will not have done a damn thing towards it.
I tried to get
some. I don't want to hear that shit.
But they ain't have my side.
I don't hear that shit.
You know, I'm a 6X. I got a size 15 shoe.
I don't want to hear it.
Oh, man, I wear a size 8.5 1/2.
What about the restaurants? What's your reasoning for there? Is it too high? Because you'll pay $200-$300.
The waitress had an attitude.
$200-$300 to go to a steakhouse, right? For some people that don't need your $200 or $300.
Fuck no.
And I think you got where I'm going with that.
And treat you like shit.
Right. They don't need your $200 or $300, right? They don't because you watching them on Sunday, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or Thursday. Mm-hmm. Anyway, why can't you take 10%, right? Instead of $300, take $30.
Mm-hmm.
And go to a local eatery, right?
Yep.
Do that. Pay, you know, $20, $30 for that fish plate.
Yep.
Do something like that. But you sit up here, you complain, we got to keep the money circulating. But you about status. And that local eatery doesn't have the status that the $300 steakhouse has.
Hmm. That part.
But that steakhouse don't need you.
Nope. Listen. We can always have the discussions. The discussions are cool. What the action going to be?
Discussions with no action is nothing.
What's the CTA? Call right. to action.
Yeah.
Call to action has always been fucking support financially.
Yeah.
But what we do is we believe I'm not going to pay $40 for that hoodie because it came from us.
Right.
But I would go pay $100 for one that came from overseas.
Right.
Or that came from south of the border. Or that came from north of the border.
Let me take you one even further.
I see, now what they finna say is, man, they were bitching.
Right.
Nah, we call them.
I'm just saying it like it is across multiple products and services. Not those that impact us.
Because we
multiple.
We don't sell food.
I don't sell food. Right. Right.
I ain't going to ever try to.
I'm not going to try to do that. That's not my lane. I'm not going to get in that lane. That's not me. But what about you will sit up here and be okay with paying the cover charge, right?
Yep.
To be able to get into
an establishment.
An establishment, right? For one culture. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You'll do that for that one culture. And you won't think twice about it.
Nope.
But let our culture try that because you're coming in there loafing, right? Mm-hmm. And this isn't free. It costs to have a place operating.
Light bill ain't free.
Yeah. Man, you bitching.
Mortgage ain't free.
You have something to say. You have something to say, whether it's about the fact that there is a cover charge, right?
Yeah.
Or that the place isn't posh enough to have a cover charge. Or maybe they don't have enough products that they're offering to have a cover charge. Or now you're talking about, well, it ain't safe enough. What are we doing? Maybe the cover charge will help increase the safety.
We always find.
We find any old reason.
The excuse.
Any old reason.
To excuse ourselves from financially contributing to some business in our neighborhood that is not our own.
But you want everybody from your culture and surrounding cultures to give you applause and accolades on things that you're doing.
Yeah. And somebody may come up here and say, man, what the fuck watch what the hoop been doing? I don't see y'all nowhere. Guess what, players? And in the background. Background ain't free. Yeah. I tell people all the time. You wish you thought you had the problems. Me and my wife can give you some.
I'm willing to donate them.
We can tell you.
Let me get 2, 3, 4. I can get them off the
plate. We can tell you. We ain't got to tell you. We'll show you.
Yeah.
What being business people is really about. And it ain't for the faint of heart.
No.
So that's why we say
it. And it's, sometimes it's just not fun.
sucks. It's like getting it upside the head with a bag of nickels.
And you asked for it. You didn't, because you don't, it's a choice. It's a choice.
And nickels hurt.
Yeah, they do.
Because it's metal. It's an element. This shit don't bend.
Yeah.
She's going to punch you. And you up here thinking like, man, you know, they don't understand. We got our problems too. Case in point, what we keep talking about. Where does the buck stop with us?
Right.
That's the issue. The issue is we pass the buck along. But you know where we pass our bucks along to? The mother folks. Right. We pass our dollars along to the other folks.
Keep your problems within the community, but you let your money go everywhere. You take your problems over there.
Shit, I can sign off right now. She just fucked me up with that one.
I'm done. I told you I was like on a soapbox. I mean, man,
you really just shut. That's a mic drop.
I'm
say
done.
Say it one more time. You're like, I just freestyled. I can't say it again.
You keep your problems in the community, but you take your money elsewhere.
Catch y'all next time.